You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. He and the Father are one. That's the unity. That's the Godhead operating. And that Godhead is operating in us. And when we are rebirthed, when we have that new birth, that new regeneration, we no longer act and look the old way. We look just like Him. And so when we get on our knees and say, Our Father, Abba, when we get on our knees and say, Yahweh, Elohim, Elohim, when we start calling upon the name of the Lord, our God and our King, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even think. And when we get up from our knee, we can shout and rejoice and know that what we have prayed, the Lord says, I've already started making a way for you. I've already began to answer your prayers even before you prayed. I knew what you needed before you even asked me for it. Why? Because I'm a God who knows all things. Paul said, now all these things are of God who reconciled us. Reconcile refers to the end of hostility between God and man. In time, you've been mad at God? Is anybody in the house been mad with God? Maybe a loved one died and you said, God, why could you let this happen to me? The same God who is the author and the finisher of our faith have destined to each and every one of us a prescribed time to get out of Dodge. This place is not our home. Christ death, my brothers and sisters, provide the means for reconciliation. His suffering made peace between God and humanity possible. I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph couldn't do it. The patriarchs couldn't do it. No one but Jesus. God, who is outside of time and space, saw the frailties of man. And due to man's frailty, He sent His Son to redeem man back to Himself. Let's get deep. God, who is outside of time and space, let's get theologically deep. God spoke and created it all. Time existed because God established time. God who said, let there be, and stuff came into existence. That word bara, a Greek word that said God who creates all things from non-existent things. So God who created it all is not in time. He's outside of time. God who created not only this earth, but He created the universe. He's bigger than what we see. The God that we serve is outside of everything that we have a limitation to. God said, you can't put limitations on me because I'm outside of everything your mind is holding on to. So God, who is outside of His own creation, look down and see everything that He put in His creation. Therefore, He knows everything about you and I, because God, who is outside of it, can look down into, how can He look into it? Because He sees the future. He sees the past, the present, and the future because he's not in time. He's outside of time because he's not in space. He's outside of space because he created it all. God sees and knows all because God is. What is, one could ask the question, what is God? God told Moses, I am. I am that I am. You can't find enough words to define him. No adjective is sufficient to exalt him. The angels in heaven look down because he is so great, so powerful, so wonderful. They have to call out, holy, holy, holy. They cover their faces with wings. They kneel before him with praise. And angels are singing thanksgiving and pray because of our Lord, our God, and our King. What kind of God is it who reigns high, who look down low, who raise us up in the morning, who give us life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness? He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Is there anybody in the house who know what I'm talking about? Verse 18. Now all these things are of God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation, Paul presented Christ's sacrifice as the basis of reconciliation and the source of the apostolic vocation. Paul wanted the Corinthians to understand the centrality or the importance. See, those are just fancy words. The importance of supremacy of Christ in his ministry, in contrast to other teachers who boast about themselves. Oh, Lord, not me. There are those who dare at this time. There needs to be a reckoning because it is not about me when I get here. It is not about my attributes. It is not about my degrees. It is not about my characteristics. It is about him. It is not what school I matriculated at. It is not about the study. It is not about all of the PhDs and the DD degrees and all of the BS and the masters. It is not about that. It's about him. Because he is the one who's above it all, outside of time and space. He has knowledge that I haven't even got a glimpse of. And yet the same God who I'm ascribing to be every now and then when I call upon him, he give me a little bit of glimpse of his knowledge, his sovereignty, his power. And that empowers me to say a word about him. God reconciled us to himself by committing the ministry of reconciliation to men, to preachers. The only way the world can ever hear about this great ministry of reconciliation is through believers. Non-believers don't know him. Don't call upon him. They only know what they have and what they desire to be in life. Power, fame, notoriety. Live for the day and let tomorrow take care of itself. Scripture said, how then can they call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they be sent? Romans 10:14. I can't stand here unless I've been called. I can't go by what mama say I ought to do and grandma say I ought to do. I can't stand here and say that I'm going to be a preacher because it makes me feel good. I like the accolade. I like the titles and the position. I can't do that. How can they preach unless they be called? Every preacher that I've had a relationship with say that when they got called, they was running. Took me 12 years Because the Lord says, I don't care where you run, I'm going to find you. I don't care where you hide, I'm going to be there. I don't care where you go, I'm right there with you. So the Lord is simply saying, I need preachers. Antioch, if we examine the world today, the examination will result in the finding that this world needs Jesus. Today, we are spending more money on everything but the Lord. Hello, church. Let's examine this. What are you spending your money on may determine where your relationship is. Where does all your money go? We have more electronics. I guarantee you there are more than one TV in the house. There's probably a set in every room. There's more electronics. Every kid in the house got a cell phone. There are more cars in our driveways. But when it comes to religious materials, when it comes to opening up your Bible, some of our Bibles haven't been opened in so long, it stick together. Your Bible and my Bible ought to be falling apart. If you've had your Bible, this Bible I carry is breaking down because it's been used. And the Lord is simply saying, if you have a longing for me, you ought to want to seek me out and search for me in the scriptures and find me because I'm there. And when you find me, you have a relationship with everything that I desire for you to be aspired to. And if you have not aspired to be like me, I dare you to pick up this book. Somebody said it is 66 books. Somebody said it ought to be opened up from time to time and see what the Lord has in store. Because when you start reading it, he just gives you more. But how can you get more if you never read more? Preachers are preaching the word of God. We are told to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. See, every now and then, the word makes us say, ouch. And every now and then we shout. When God's word is preached, it ought to cause one to examine oneself. Have I been doing what the Lord wants me to do? Have I been honest with you, my brother, you, my sister? Have I really treated you the way I would like to be treated? Have I respected you with the respectability that respect deserves in being a Christian? Or have the old me stood up and said, I'm messy and I don't care who knows it? That's an examination of someone's life. Because when you've been born again, when you've truly been born again, if you have sit in a church for some 50 years and your attitude has not changed and will never change, there's something wrong with you. How do you say you love God or the Lord and you never seen him and you sit right next to your neighbor every day and you're fighting with them? And the Lord is simply saying, I came to reconcile you. I've already paid the price. All you have to do is say thank you. My time is up. All you have to do is say thank you. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he, Jesus, washed it white as snow.